As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were doing all the normal stuff of life. While Noah and his family were going into the ark, and the flood came and washed the world clean of iniquity. The church has always been expressed through the image of that ark of Noah. We even call the church sometimes the boat of Peter. Peter and his successors at the helm, going throughout the seas of time over the waves, going to a promised land. And even though the storm is often knocks the boat around from side to side, even though sometimes we even get seasick in this boat of what's happening, nonetheless, the boat will not sink. The boat will survive this journey, and together we will make it to the promised land. Our readings in the next couple weeks get more apocalyptic as we think about the end times, the end of the world, about what it means to accept the Son of Man into our lives. One of the most interesting things about the gospel today is that in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot, both, people were going about all the normal stuff of life. Business was conducted as usual. There was eating and drinking, marriage, selling, planting, building. And yet what was happening? God was speaking. Don't just pay attention to what's happening on the calendar today. Take my invitation to be saved. Come inside the ark. Leave this city of Sodom. The invitation Jesus gives to the disciples and to us is, I'm speaking to you today. You might be selling or building or marrying or planting, but I speak to you today. Accept me into your life and follow me. Accept me into your life and follow me, and I will keep you safe for eternal life.